Well, I want to say a word of thank you to your minister for giving us the meeting today. Maraming salamat, Dr. McRae. We call him Uncle William out there. Everybody that goes out, you're called Uncle William. And as I said to the Bible class today, my estimation was high about your minister. I held him in high esteem. And then when he came out to the Philippines and we seen him operating in the streets around Lakeview, singing there, the estimation grew higher with that crowd of people around him playing the accordion, singing his heart out the way he would sing in the Ulster Hall. Amen. It was great to see. And I thank him for daring to come out to Lakeview, Maraming Salamat, Uncle William. And then, church, I want to thank you as well for the prayer that you do. And I know people meet us at the door. Some people I don't know, others I do know. And they say, Noel, I pray for you every day. Amen. Maraming salamat. Thank you very much. And then also the financial help from this church is, may I say, incredible. And I thank you from the depths of my heart. You got me out to the Philippines last year, and we moved into Blessing the Church. And I just want to thank you for that today. Maybe you could turn in your Bible there to 1 Samuel again. I love this portion here, 1 Samuel. I needed a word from God years ago there, working down in the Martyrs. I get a phone call. Samuel is up in the Royal. Drugged himself, tried to commit suicide, and talking to parents, your son or your daughter might be haywire today. Well, our Samuel, he was haywire, and seeing him up in the Royal there, you talk about the prodigal, you talk about the black sheep. Well, he was one of them. And I needed a word from the Lord, because we had meetings every night of the week. Some three meetings on Friday night and three Sunday schools to handle as well. But we needed a word from the Lord, and I just opened my Bible, and this is what I got, brother. So I want to talk a wee bit about the work, so I'll just highlight things again in the reading, and you can read it yourself. But however, the background is that the Ark of the Covenant has been stolen by the Philistines, and now the Philistines are sending this Ark back down into Israel. And they get a cart, a new cart, and now I want you to see in verse 7, chapter 6, verse 7, "Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them." And then if you look at verse 10, "And the man did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home." So I'm just drawing your attention to the fact there's 2 cows operating here. And I open my Bible and I look at these 2 cows, and just into my mind comes that Marie, my wife Marie, and me, we are those 2 cows. And they're tied. I want you to notice that they're tied between the shafts. And brother or sister, when you're standing looking at your boy up in the royal, you'd be tempted to cut the ropes. You'd be tempted to get away from between the shafts of the cart. But I'm drawing your attention that these, they're tied. And then the verse 12, and the king took the straight way to Beth Shemesh, went along the highway. Do you notice lowing as they went? Turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. Amen. It just took out. This is supernatural work. You're watching a supernatural work being done here. Two cows. I got this from the Lord. I go into the martyrs on Sunday morning and Dick Shepherd comes in, an elderly man. I say to Dick, I've got a word from the Lord this morning. I wanted to share this. These two cows tied between the shafts. And I said, got that from the Lord, Dick. He hit me with his walking stick. He says, Noel, do you not notice that the calves were shut up at home? I never seen that. The two calves being the family shut up at home. He says, do you not notice that they went along the highway, verse 12, they're lowing as they went. I didn't notice that. I just look at him and I say, Dick, you've given me the second blessing today. Amen. Amen, church. Because we did leave the family. They're all up and married and everything like, but when God started to work in the heart about the Philippines, you see this hymn of Noel Grant's? I used to sing it up in the martyrs, weeping up in the room. The call of God, it is so clear. But friendship's call and home is dear. How lonely was the path he trod, then wilt thou not go through with God. And so between us, Marie and myself, we made the decision, Noel, go out, help those people all you can. And we went out. Now, as you read this portion, I never seen this either. I never seen this. There's sometimes you read and read and you don't see things in the Bible. You see verse 14. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the king a burnt offering unto the Lord. That's what I want you to see. These two cows doing what? Bringing the glory back to Israel, the Ark of the Covenant. When it was stolen, the glory had departed. Now, there's two cows bringing back that
glory.
I say to myself, the greatest glory that you can do or work or whatever is to bring Jesus Christ to a soul and see them saved. Amen, church. Amen, church. That's the greatest glory. And to do that type of work, one must be focused. Don't turn to the right hand or don't turn to the left hand. Just keep going straight. Amen. I got that from the Lord. The whole burnt offering. You remember Elijah on the mountain top. You remember the fire falling. It only fell after Elijah had cut the beast up and put the whole beast on the altar. The fire fell. Amen. And so what we really need to do, and you young people, what you need to do before you do anything is to find out, Lord, what do you want me to do? That's what you need to do first in your life. You remember Saul of Tarsus, an exceptional man, an exceptional conversion, lying in the dust there, the light shining on him. He's hearing a voice in here. You need to hear the voice of the Lord speaking. And Saul says, Lord, what do you want me to do? That's your prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do? And it might mean you sacrificing some things to follow the Lord. Before we just go down into the message, I want to share this with you. This is on a lighter moment. We were down at a little fishing village. It was 6 o'clock. We travelled all night with Dr. McCray, Uncle William, just to escape the traffic there in Manila. So it's best moving at night time, maybe 6 hours travel. And we arrived down at this little village fishing. We're going across to an island. So I said to Uncle William, put the accordion on and sing to these people. So he puts the accordion and starts singing. And of course, they're all watching and listening. You know, and he's singing in his normal fashion, singing what we say, singing his heart out. Amen. And a woman, one of the villagers, came. And I've only one, but she had two. She had 2 20-pence bills. That wouldn't buy you an ice cream. And she comes rather stout, really. She comes over like that. I'm standing beside her. He's singing away. And she gives me these two bills. It's okay, Mom. We're not lifting money. But I thought that she thought that he was worth 40 pesos. Amen. So I do laugh at that one. But a lot, you see the 40 peso to her, it was a big lot of money, believe you me. Wouldn't buy an ice cream here, buy an ice cream out there. But however, amen, we do know, brother, that the Lord Jesus thought the worth of you, that he should die for you. Amen. Precious. Precious in the eyes of the Lord. But however, I'm thinking about the providence of God. Providence of God there. I may have read this letter before. Let me read it again to you The Providence, we move through the area just singing to people. Can we sing to you the accordion? And some young Filipinos will hold up the flash card and we sing Jesus Loves Me and One Way God Said to Get to Heaven, stuff like that. And doing that. And then we're moving on deeper in to where we now are with the church. And not much building there at all. More mud, muck and gutters. You know what that means. Amen. And so we're there. And teacher Femi is asking the children to come. I'm just standing there playing Jesus Loves Me. there. And a whole gang of them would come. And then we start singing with them. And they're all interested, you see, in the accordion. And me being the whitey, the white man. But the providence of God at work, and you're not aware of this. You're just singing, and there you are, and that's it, job done. Go back to the wee church and then come back again the next day. But I want to read this to you there. This wee girl got saved, and then talked about Bible College and got into Bible College for 4 years and now is a teacher in the school. I still remember your words before I entered that Bible College. You used two people coming from the Bible. If you still remember it, you encouraged me using Abraham and Isaac. This was in a Bible study that we had with a group of Filipinos, young ones. Thank you for sharing those two people. I always put in my mind from the very first day I step into that college. This is the words I will never forget. You said that Abraham never hesitated to serve God. That was when God said, Take Isaac and take him up the mountain and sacrifice him. And Abraham got up early in the morning, prepared everything, and said to Isaac, you're coming with me. Amen, church. You told me that he had his faith in God and that God will provide something. He provided the lamb, didn't he? You say you're Isaac. You're Isaac going up the mountain. And you've seen this before. You've seen the altar, and you've seen it all before. But there's something missing. There's the lamb. Papa, Abraham, Father, where's the lamb? And old Abraham says, son, God will provide himself the lamb. Amen, church. He's already done up in heaven. Amen. He's the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. And so that's what we were talking about. And that he will provide something. And from that day I told God, you girls, I want you to listen. This is a Roman Catholic child girl living in a garbage site. The house used to flood beneath them, maybe 10 feet of water, and then they started dumping garbage and more garbage and more garbage and built it up and built it up and built it up. This is this wee girl talking, and this is what she says. From that day, I told God that I want to serve him without hesitation. That's Jamaica. Amen. Are you with me, church? I am very thankful because you taught me to love Jesus. Now that he is in my heart, I'm happy. Thank you so much, Bo, because you had a burden in your heart to choose us. This is, just listen to the language here. She uses the words. Thank you for loving us like your own family. I am very thankful to God because he sent you here. If you're not here, I might still not know Jesus. My soul might still be going to hell. This is a Catholic girl who's got saved, amen. And the light of the gospel shining in. Thank you for loving souls. I keep saying it's worth its weight in gold. The providence of God, amen. I'll share this bit with you. I still remember when I first saw you. You're walking along our street, and Teacher Femi was gathering the children. I joined that singing. That was my first time to see a man walking, holding a walking piano, sister, the accordion. Amen. And for a kid like me, it was interesting to see what a white man. And this is a grub of an area. If you could just see it. Amen. But they would tell me, Filipinos would tell me, you shouldn't go in there. You shouldn't. It's not safe. I'd look at them. Amen. Been living there for the past 12 years now. Amen. I have 4 dogs, 2 pit bulls with me too. Amen. I ask the Lord to keep me safe. Of course I do. I believe in Him to keep us. But you have to be practical. Why do you lock your door at night? Put the chains on. Amen. It's not right, church. You have to be practical about it. But anyway, what about this one? It was interesting to see a white man who had blue eyes. That was you. Amen. Ha ha. She puts ha ha down there. That kid got to college, done 4 years, and then passed her final exam with her wee friend Jennifer. And now they're sitting. I said, look, you go for your doctorate. Go for it now. This is the time to do it now. Don't wait till you're 10 or 15 years later. Get it done now. And so they applied to the university. It's one day a week, Saturday, and they're doing their doctorate. I kept saying, do you see in this garbage site, there's diamonds. There's diamonds. We need to find the diamonds, and we have found some diamonds. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you have helped me to find them too. And if you can't give your thousands, give the widow's mite. Amen. It all goes the one way, pray, to help winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Uh-huh. And then, that's the providence of God. And you remember Val, he's land drunk. They're sleeping. It's near midnight, and we're going to a birthday party. Whose birthday party are we going to? His sister's birthday party. And so we get out and pick him up. And he got a shock when he opened his eyes. It was a white man, but it was very dark. Didn't know who I was. He kept apologizing for the traffic. There was no traffic in that area. But however, and then God saved him. Uh-huh. The Lord saved. we started to think about a building. And Paul says, I'm a builder. And he wasn't built the place. And he built the 2 places. Amen. So the providence of God at work. Just look at the providence of God in your life the day you got saved. Amen, church. Who talked to you about the Lord? Marvelous. And then the presence of God. The Bible says, God says to Abraham, I will be with you. Amen. And we know we've walked through that area ourselves there and feeling quite safe, feeling quite sure of it all, knowing that the presence of God is with us. Amen. Uh-huh. And then the protecting hand of God. You see that top, that one there. Well, the boys had these ladders, you see, and they weren't tied on. And I'm talking to the big Chris, the German. I'm bantering him, and he's bantering me, because the football, you see. And he's sitting there on the step with his 2 kids, leading into the school, blistering hot day, and talking to Chris there, and after the wee chat, the kids were getting out of school then, and so bye bye Noel, and it only walked about 3 meters, and I stepped back. And down comes these ladders. Down like that, didn't fall. Down like, straight down to where you were standing, and bang. I thank God that I moved anyway. the protecting hand of the Lord. Just looked at each other. Thank God didn't hit anybody. Amen. Yeah, blew off the roof there. I remember the protection of God. I remember overstretching up aluminium ladders, and the old things were bent, buckled a bit, and I couldn't wait on a scaffold. I'd say I'll go up myself anyway and drill out these holes here out in the car park. And the ladder's broken too, and wee Ruby holding the ladder, screaming, down we come, and the leg slipped in between the rungs, and away you go backwards. And smack there on the back, and got up with the leg, just not broke or buckled or anything. A big dent in it, but the Lord protected us. Amen. There are wee things like that, and we can see the protecting hand of the Lord. I remember coming out of Jolly Bee on that carriageway. You remember the boy, that toll road, and Alistair Stevenson was with me. I fell asleep. I was driving just out onto the dual, onto the big three lane of traffic. And boys, I was tired, and I started to go in. Noel, where are you going? you better drive, Alistair, I'm tired. But there are those things there, and we do say the Lord protected us. Amen. And then I'll finish with this one, the power of God. You need the power, need the presence and the power of the Lord. Uh-huh. And so what is happening there? Let me read this note. They give you wee ladders, you see, when you're leaving here. They're very good at this work here. Uncle Noel, so happy and blessed to know you. I'm so thankful that God used you to share his word here in the Philippines. A great blessing in my life. God used you for me to know him as God and personal Saviour. I can't imagine my life without God. No words can express how happy I am now. Amen. I'm so thankful that you accepted me, though I caused some trouble. Year 2015. I got into trouble. I smoke. there was a couple of bad eggs that got in. And from an island, and a Judith, Sister Judith, was trying to, her cousins, and trying to convert them, you see. And wild as March hares they were. no hoopers, like, really, and they needed to stay a bit longer. But anyway, they were smoking, so the influence was there. Come with us. Mama, we're going to the choir practice on Saturday night, but they were going down to the river to have a smoke. Uh-huh. We found out about that. So we're going to disturb them, you see. And this wee girl, Erika, was one of those ones. So she says, I got into trouble. I was smoking when you found out about it. I thought, I'll not be able to go to church anymore. That's what was in her head. Uh-huh. Do you see, if you're not saved today, it's possible that you're not a Christian. And it's possible that you're thinking that you are a terrible sinner and you're the worst of sinners. Can I tell you that Jesus loves you? Uh-huh. And Jesus thought that much about you. He thought he should die to save your soul too. And Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. So whether you smoke or not smoke, Jesus loves you, amen, and he can save you from the smoking too, amen. But here, she says, I thought I'll not be able to go to church anymore, but you accepted me despite of what I have done. And after that trouble, a blessing came into my life, amen. And she got sorted out and straightened up. And got away from that. A wonderful blessing it is. Despite of the trouble that I've done, you still choose me to be a teacher. She's a junior Sunday school teacher now out in the streets. I first taught children in the DVBS. I could say the DVBS is the children, we call it the children's mission here. Bible vacation there. I first taught children in the DVBS. I could say that after the battle, there's the blessing. Amen. You remember Israel got out of Egypt and crossed the sea, and now they're in the wilderness and there's no water. The water was bitter, the bitter waters of Marah. Remember that? They've done a bit of murmuring about that because of that. But however, on their next stop, their next part of the journey, where did they stop? They stopped at 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. Amen. So along the way, there's these wee tests, aren't there? You see, the Lord testing you, see what way you'll go. Lord, make us like the two cows. Help us just to go straight. Amen. Keeping on the straight way, turning neither to the right nor to the left. And she says, I'm so grateful, thankful and grateful that God sent you, and proudly to say that I am a part of the fruit of the mission, DVBS. I am very thankful. And then in here, the call of God, it is so clear. Friendship's call, and home is dear. How lonely was the path he trod, then wilt thou not go through with God. And I'm thinking about the power of God there. It takes the power of God to do that in a person's life, albeit in a young person's life. Now, we're only witnesses there, presenting the truth, the gospel, but we need the Holy Ghost. And I like this hymn, verse, the price is high, so fear the test, for those who would enjoy God's best. Surrender all, then take the road with those who will go through with God. And if you do that, young person, you do that, the Lord, well, he's promised to look after you. He can't fail. He cannot fail because he keeps his promise. Amen. Keeps the promise. Praise the Lord. What is there for us out there? The ministry of Uncle William touched the hearts of people. And we'll five young people that they're still at college. They're not of age. They must do their college, school, college business, then leave, and they can apply for Bible college then. So there's five waiting on the wings, as it were. And if you were talking to them, they'll tell you that they think that they should go to Bible college. I'm asking you to pray for them and that that they will be kept going on with the Lord there and move right in to the college up in Tarlac, maybe 4 hours away, travel there and do their Bible college training for 4 years and find out what the Lord wants them to do. I, being in the way, Eliezer said, the Lord led me. And what have we to do? We have to get into the way. And if you get into the way, the Lord will lead us. What is there for young people? Young people, There's only one life. Will soon be past. And it's only what's done for Jesus will last. I intend to keep going until I drop. There's a graveyard away up there, and I say, you see, if I drop in the Philippines, just put us in a hole in the wall. It'll do all right. You go in there for 5 years, they will bring out the bones and burn them. But I don't know. Dr. McCrae, Uncle William, I hand it over to you. Maraming salamat. I'm just talking from the heart today and explaining a few things to you people. Amen. Thank you very much.
The hymn writer did say, I have only one life on this earth. As a vapor, it's passing away. We've started a new year. Friend, let me tell you, this year, in the will of God, it'll not be long. It'll not be long passing. We don't know who'll see the end of it. We don't know what it holds. But you can surrender it to Christ. Only one life to give. I must not withhold it from God. Our brother talked about the young girl who failed. But thank God she repented. And she went on. Thank God Peter failed. The Lord didn't push him aside. But thank God he repented. Amen. And he went on. Everyone in our lives we have failed. But God has been good. Give what you have to the Lord, friend. Only one life. Young man, give me your heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless our brother Noel as he goes back to the Philippines. We pray that, Lord, you'll bless those 5 young people. We thank thee for we had the privilege of being there, privilege of sharing with them, and I trust, Lord, that you'll just bless them in their lives. We pray for the young man that desires to be the pastor, to be a pastor. We pray that, Lord, you'll bless that young man. Use him mightily for the glory and the honor of thy name. Give him the joy of seeing precious souls saved. Oh, my God, I pray in Jesus' name that thou will give us the vision that our brother had, even for a rubbish dump, to plant a church, to see people saved, to walk through the streets leading boys and girls to Christ. For he that winneth souls is wise. Lord, I pray that thou will truly bless our brother. Use him. Remember his wife. Remember his family. We pray that our God, that you'll just take them up and give them the joy of sharing with Noel, the joy of soul winning. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sever us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Put upon us thy favor. But we pray in Jesus' precious name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.